This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The 25th anniversary season of the WNBA is underway, and last weekend, the Chicago Sky won its season-opening game with a new star player.
Time winds down, and a big season-opening win for Candace Parker and the Chicago Sky, 70-56, the final score.
Everybody in Chicago is excited because you have just switched to a new team. It's almost a homecoming for you because you're from Illinois. What are your expectations for the upcoming season, and how do you deal with that pressure of a whole city going, all right, Candace, we need you to fix what happened last year. We need you to take us to the top.
First, I'm really excited. I grew up in Naperville, which is western suburbs of Chicago, and I started playing basketball here. And, you know, just to be able to come back to where it all started, because around the Chicagoland area, I grew up in the 90s, so it was all Bulls, all Who's Next, all prep, high school, college, everything. Like, they follow basketball. And so I would always run into people, and they would always be like, I remember seeing you when you were in high school or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So now to come back and just play and, you know, to be able to have dinner with my dad and have breakfast with my mom, my grandma can come see me play. All that stuff is so special to be a part of. And I'm excited. I'm, you know, with the challenge, you know, to try to win. Because if you're not trying to win at the beginning of the season, I don't know. I don't know what you're doing.
That was Candace Parker herself speaking last week with Trevor Noah on The Daily Show. For more on Parker, the Sky, and the WNBA's anniversary season, earlier this morning I spoke with Annie Costable of the Chicago Sun-Times. She covers the Sky and also the Red Stars of the National Women's Soccer League. On top of that, she's the host of the paper's Equal Play podcast on women in sport. Annie, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for making the time.
Wow, thank you for having me on the 21st. I'm so happy to be here.
Listeners, because we taped this conversation early, we are not taking calls during this segment, but you can always let us know what you thought about our conversation. Contact information is on our website, 21stshow.org. Okay, Annie, so let's start with the team's star player. We heard a little bit in the intro there, but who is Candace Parker? Why was her signing with the Sky such a big deal?
Well, she's from Naperville. I just wrote a detailed profile on her for the Sun-Times, and it ran on Saturday. So please head to the Sun-Times and check out the story for yourself, but I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. And yeah, Candace is from Naperville. She grew up and she really put women's basketball on the map here in the Chicago area. And from Naperville, she went on to play for Tennessee, and then obviously was drafted by the Sparks and spent her entire career up to this point playing for the Sparks. She won a championship there in 2016, but even before that, won Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season, played alongside Lisa Leslie and other stars in the LA market. And, you know, her time in LA, the same way her time in Naperville put women's basketball on the map, it equally helped put the WNBA on the map. She was in the biggest market, some would argue, playing in a market that was shared by the one and only Kobe Bryant. So her getting drafted to the Sparks was really a huge moment for the league. And so it's kind of, romantic in a way that she's coming back for the 25th season to her hometown team and is equally bringing that energy back to the city when it comes to women's basketball. There's just some beauty in that. So I think when you think of it from, you know, even outside the X's and O's and what's going on the court, that is a super exciting aspect. But then when you think about what she's going to bring to this team on the court, it's a huge signing. The biggest free agent signing, some would say, in Chicago sports history.
Yeah, and can you put her basketball, I mean, we didn't even get into the two Olympic gold medals, but can you put her career into context for our listeners who maybe don't follow the WNBA as closely? I mean, is she an all-time great or just really good for who's playing now?
Oh my gosh, no, absolutely an all-time great. And that's not even, you know, we're talking about a Chicago area player. So I'm from the Chicago area and I'm putting my bias in it. She's a full five-time All-Star, two-time Olympic gold medalist, two-time league MVP, a WNBA champion, like I mentioned, in 2016. She was the finals MVP that year. She won WNBA Defensive Player of the Year last year, when some would say, you know, her career is quote unquote coming to like the tail end. She was a EuroLeague champion during her time playing overseas, a five-time Russian National League champion. She's won in everything. And the only thing she hasn't won is a title for her hometown. And now she's back. So, and not only are her accolades a reflection of her greatness, but also the way that she impacted the game. Candace Parker is 6'4", 6'5", and is a forward, but she's not just a forward. She's a point forward. And when she was coming into the league, players with her height were not playing the forward position the way she plays it. They weren't able to play positions 1 through 5. They weren't able to handle the ball. They weren't able to come off the block. She's a forward that can also be a guard. She's a forward that can also, you know, attack you from behind the arc. She made that position what it is now, and we're seeing it be adapted by other players. ESPN's top 25 list of players is Breonna Stewart's at number one. Elena Deladon is at number three. And these are players that took lessons and play the game very similarly to Candace.
So last year, the Sky makes the sort of the playoffs. They don't do quite as well. What does Parker bring to the court, and maybe the locker room that they're hoping will help them do better this year?
Well, that's another thing that, like, in sharing this story. And let me also just, sorry, I want to backtrack for a quick second. Breonna Stewart's number one. Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces, who was league MVP last year, came in at number two on ESPN's top players for the 2021 WNBA season. So definitely want to give credit to Asia Wilson there. My mistake for not including her before, but yeah, Candace brings a ton, you know, beyond just what she brings as a player. She's another coach on the court, and she was raised by coaches. Her parents both played the game and also coached her AAU team. And so she's, from an early age, has been learning the game, not just as a player, but that coach's mentality too. So that energy that you see in huddles, whoever watched the home opener, you right away were hearing from Parker and the way she hypes her team up, the way she's directing players on the court. That's going to have a huge impact, especially when you have young stars like Diamond DeShields, like Kalia Copper, that are growing into these stars that they are and will continue to become. To have a player like Candace put her footprint on their future, in a sense, is going to be really special.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with the Chicago Sun-Times reporter Annie Costable, who covers the Chicago Sky WNBA team. The WNBA just recently began its 25th season. Annie, I want to ask, the Tokyo Olympics, delayed mm-hmm. from last year by the pandemic, assuming it goes off as planned, how is that going to affect the team and the WNBA league in general this summer? I imagine a lot of the players have some national team affiliation.
Yes. Yeah, so obviously it's going to affect it in a sense that players are some players are going to have a break during the season and some players are not. And then in another way, the Olympics, 3-on-3 basketball is new to the Olympics this year. It's the first time that 3-on-3 basketball is going to be played in the Summer Olympics. And so there's another roster of players that are participating in that. And while the Summer Olympics there's a break for the actual Olympics in this WNBA season, the 3-on-3 tournament, players are off to a qualifying tournament right now to see if they'll even be playing in the Summer Olympics. So that's time that players are spending away from their WNBA team, and the travel, the actual competition, and then the travel back, like, that takes a toll on a player. So that's, I guess some could argue, not a setback, but a challenge that maybe some teams, not all teams, are having to face. And the Sky are having to face that challenge, and that Stephanie Dolson is competing with Team USA's 3-on-3 team. So she is actually in France right now and will head to Austria for the Olympic qualifying tournament. And she'll be back at the beginning of June. The first week of June is when she'll return to the Sky. But again, those are all things that can challenge a player, and just the continuity that they're developing with a team, especially when you look at the Sky and what they are trying to build and the cohesiveness they're trying to establish. It's hard when you have players in and out.
You had a story earlier this month with the headline, Sky Training Camp Roster Highlights WNBA's Need for Expansion Now. I mean, as I said, this is 25th anniversary season. How so?
Well, people continue to talk about this, and it's important to talk about, but every year there's more and more talent that is capable of playing in the WNBA. The women's game continues to grow, but we're not seeing that reflected in the teams that are in the league. And understandably so, the WNBA is still growing in terms of its revenue. So while things are promising, and especially when you look at league partnerships that are being established every year, it's promising, but there still hasn't been that reflection in expansion.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is maybe a question of math, right? There are what, 12 teams, 12 players on the roster. That's 144
WNBA slots. Right, 144 players. And a lot of teams like the Sky, for example, only carry 11 players due to salary cap issues. So, or not issues, but the salary cap. So while the famous number is 144, and that's a celebrated number, it's probably less than that. So Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, has said that, you know, expansion is on the horizon. She wouldn't commit to saying when, but she did say at the top of this year, if this season is successful, this time next year, she hopes to start talking about expansion and what that would look like, how many teams, and the time frame that would all unfold.
And just as a point of comparison, I did a little research on this. I saw 529 men across 30 teams in the NBA. That
right.
was at least a couple of years ago, just so people have 144 possible, although maybe not even, compared to 529. If people feel like it's safe to do so, will they be able to see the Sky playing in person this year in Chicagoland?
Yes. So Sky owner Michael Alter I had a conversation with him last week about this, and he expects fans to be at the season opener, or the home opener, excuse me, on Sunday against the New York Liberty. So you can head to the Sky's website for ticket information, but the Sky will have fans in the arena and at Winchester Arena, and it'll be similar to what the Bulls and the Blackhawks restrictions are and were.
And we've only got about a minute left in our conversation. You also cover the Chicago Red Stars, though, of the National Women's Soccer League. Their home opener, I understand, is this Saturday against Gotham FC. What are expectations for that team this year?
Well, this is a very deep roster. They have a lot of talent on their team. They brought in Mallory Pugh at forward in the offseason. And, you know, beyond that, have a number of national team players, and Alyssa Nair, the number one goalkeeper in the world, arguably Julie Ertz in the midfield, the list goes on and on. And beyond the national team players, they're just an endless amount of talent on this team. But the challenge with that is, again, building that cohesiveness. When you have all of this talent, it takes time to find that flow. And so the Red Stars lost their season opener to the Portland Thorns 5-0. And that was the worst loss in the team's recent history, some players said. So they're definitely still building, but expectations are for a championship, and it's not going to be easy because this league, the parity is unreal. The teams are all very, very good, and winning a championship is not easy in the NWSL.
Annie Costable covers the Chicago Sky and the Chicago Red Stars for the Chicago Sun-Times, where she is also the host of the Equal Play podcast. We'll have a link to that on our website, 21stshow.org. Annie, thanks for being with us today on the 21st.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk about women in sports.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. I do want to urge you to subscribe to our podcast. You can find that on our website, 21stshow.org. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, NPR One. Just search for The 21st. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Chantel Vaca is our engagement producer. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi and Brielle Skullark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.